Roll through the town, escalating the mount. Roll through the town, escalating the mounts. Roll through the town, escalating the mount. Roll through the town, escalating the mounts.
Up on my business, be damn if I be last. Late night making plans on how to maintain. We're getting
stop. All right. Welcome to another episode of the Black Thought Podcast, Healing for the Soul. Today, y'all, I am joined by someone near and dear. I've been bringing a lot of people on that are like extremely close to me. I must really like them. So today, I have one of my protectors, and today I'm so proud to have him on the show. Zay, can you say hey to the people?
Hey, how y'all doing?
I don't know why he's acting shy when he normally is. Just wait till we get in, because he's acting shy right now. So I have Zay on the show here, and bro, last time we talked, I remember you called me, and I thought you were like on a whole nother planet when you called me, because he normally calls me, and when he calls me, I know that he wants to have like serious conversation. And so you called me, you asked me a question, and you were like, so your Instagram, how did you decide that you want to do that for the show? Like, what inspired you to do that? And I remember I was telling you, you know, some of what my thought process was, and I asked you why, and you started saying like, I think if we as a people could take these things that are given to us and kind of flip it and use it like this for the bigger picture, it would help us a lot more in the long run. And that kind of stuck in my mind a little bit. And I wanted to bring you on to talk about your idea of the bigger picture. So let me ask you this. When it came to that conversation, what was going through your mind when you started thinking about that?
Originally, it was just, I don't know what really exactly sparked it. It's just me thinking about like, what is people like, what is, you know, you just know, well, they don't know, but you know, just I'm just like a big advocate for Black people. You know, I was kind of raised like that around like my family and stuff like that, or my mom and stuff. But once I learned my own history and stuff, it's just kind of like I kind of like dove into my own self stuff. But it was really just thinking about like the effects of like social media, and is it going to hinder us like 10 years from now? And then I just, like, I don't know a lot of people personally that uses the app for what you use it for, if that makes sense. Like, I rarely see you post, like, personal stuff on there. If you're going to post, it's going to be about the podcast, you know what I'm saying? So I just really wanted to, like, contact you and just ask you what sparked, you know what I'm saying, your movement to actually start the podcast, like, and actually promote it on social media. Like, excuse me, I don't want it. I'm just washing off this apple. Hold on. But it was really that though, because I don't know. I just honestly feel like social media as a whole is kind of it's helping us as a culture. You know what I mean? As far as we have access to information and everything so fast, but at the same time, what is that? I just feel like it's a lot of pros and cons of it, and the cons is what sticks out the most. because the cons are like what could possibly affect us 10 years, 5 years from now. The culture. We already, I don't know. I just feel like
let me ask you this, because where you're getting ready to go is kind of in the same direction. When you say it has a little bit more cons than it does pros, what are some of those cons that you see? And this is not us judging anybody, in case you're listening. This is not us judging anything, but just simply having a conversation. What are some of the cons, in your opinion, that you see when you say cons?
I just think it's a time waster. Like, it's just a time waster, bro. That, like, it's a time, it's a high-level time waster. Especially if you, like, bro, it's just a time waster. And as a Black culture, we just too far behind to continuously waste time. Like, we just don't have a lot of time to be wasted on our hands. Like, I feel like we're gonna turn around and everybody that's in their 20s now, once they hit like 35, you're gonna see a lot of people like struggling financially because they wasted so much time on social media. If your social media isn't building your brand or making you money, I feel like that shit is a time waster. Like, once you kind of like look into it, like, at, because bro, we already too behind the eight ball, like, as a Black culture, bro. Like, we gotta really bust our ass to. I watch my grandfather, like, get up and go to work, like, 7 o'clock in the morning to 7 o'clock at night. That's just to maintain a one-story house. The price of everything is going up out here. So, also, I was looking at the article, and they said this is the most that college graduates are living with their parents. So, you can't tell me that everything is just glitz, like just glitz and glamour on there. If this is the highest thing, the highest time of people living with their parents, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just
so
it's just a time waster. Like, and we wasting a lot of valuable time. That, bro, if you have to, let's break it down. If you want to have a 3 kids and a household or something, bro, you. Like, I don't know. But also, I have to realize that, like, everybody don't see stuff that, like I don't see myself working until I'm 45, 50. A lot of people like that, like, they're going to be in a career and work to pay 45, 50. And that's just, like, bro, we just too far behind as a Black culture. Like, if we're going to try to catch up the wealth gap or put stuff in place for the next generation, you can't just be wasting think about how many people probably get on social media and waste 4 or 5 hours a day on it. Me included, like, I know that, like, before I was like, all right, bro, I'm about to try to switch mine over and try to promote my brand. Bro, I know for a fact, like, at times I was wasting like 4 or 5 hours on there. Bro, you have to watch The Social Dilemma. Like, after I watched The Social Dilemma on Netflix, it opened my eyes up to, like, completely, like, cause, bro, it's really like they playing with your mind, and they put. You ever notice, like, while you on social media, if you a person that, like me, I like basketball. So they're going to continuously feed me with basketball shit. Like, once I click on, like, the little explore app or like the little explore button, it's going to continuously feed me with basketball shit. It's going to continuously feed me with motivational shit that I like to look at. It's going to continuously feed me with vegan shit that I like follow on my timeline, or anything that I like have an interest in. It's going to continuously feed me with it. So it's hard for me to unplug my brain and get off of it. Like, so
let me say this, and I'm going to pause right here real quick. If you're just tuning in to the show, welcome to another episode. I have my brother here. I have my frat here, whatever you want to call him, one of my protectors. I have my brother Zay here, and he is talking about the bigger picture, which is I'm going to name the episode the bigger picture episode. I think that is, like, I don't know, that sticks to me, but I have them here with me. Let me ask you this here. When you said we as a people, you feel like we are behind in a sense.
Way behind.
Do you feel like, if we're talking about the bigger picture, do you feel like there's a bigger picture that we're missing?
Well, when you say bigger picture, what do you mean?
If you're saying that we as a people, we're behind, and we tend to spend a lot of our time looking at the glitz and the glam of things, do you feel like there's a bigger picture in terms of, instead of us looking just at this social media thing all the time, that there's other things that's going on that we're not addressing that's going to prevent us from moving forward in the long run?
Yeah, it's definitely like, yeah, it is a, it's, I get what you're saying now. It definitely is like, it's a, it definitely is a bigger, like, yeah, it is a, like, it's a bigger picture that we just like, bro, we just, bro, to be only, like I said earlier, like, I really just studied our history as the Black people, like, Black history. To only be seven, like, going on 50 years removed from, like, the 70s when Jim Crow and the crack epidemic and all that, yeah, we have made strides, but we've also went back at the same time. Like, we've made strides as Black people, but we also took a lot of steps. Like, we kind of didn't stay, we kind of, like, stepped up, like, two steps, and then we kind of, like, took two steps backwards at the
same
time.
Explain that a little bit more for me. When you said we took, and I want you to explain it because I just had this conversation with somebody else. When you said we took two steps back or two steps forward only to take two steps back, what does that mean? Explain that for me.
Because we took two steps forward as far as, all right, we have more, you know what I'm saying? Okay, let me put it like this. We took two steps forward, I guess you can quote unquote say success-wise. Like, you know what I'm saying? You have the most Black of everything at this point in history. You know what I'm saying? It don't matter what you really want to say. Most Black millionaires, most Black doctors, most Black whatever. We have the most of it right now. Like, we're thriving as far as, like, I guess you can quote unquote say in a successful point. But as far as emotionally and healing, bro, we, as a Black culture, we have so much trauma in the Black family that, like, social media is not, like, that shit is not helping. First of all, Black people, we are way too sensitive to be on a app trying to get validation all the time. So, like, think about how many people use that app for validation. Think about how many people, if they got 500 likes on a picture normally, and then they post a picture tomorrow and they only get 50 likes, that shit would probably tear their self-esteem down. Like, you should not be that in tune into an app to where that shit is tearing your self-esteem down over likes. And us as the Black people, we just too far behind emotionally, and we need to heal too much to where, like social, like the internet and social media, that shit is taking us further back because we're not focused on what we really should be focused on. Yeah, we've, like I said, people is more successful and shit. So we took two steps forward as far as that. But at the same time, even us taking two steps forward as far as that, all the rest of the cultures in America not slowing down either. But it's still a race. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it's the most Black millionaires you got, you know, it's probably the most Black, it's probably, dang, not Black Asians, but it's probably the most Asian millionaires at the same time. I haven't went looked at the statistics because I really don't get into other cultures like that. But
so let me ask you this, because you just said a lot. Let me ask you this: is the problem that we took steps back, or is the problem we became stagnant and comfortable?
I think the problem is that we need to heal. Like, I think that's the biggest problem. Like, we need to heal. Like, we don't. Like, we have. I think the problem with me about the whole situation is that we just have too much trauma in the Black family and the Black culture that we not healing. And social media is making it to the point where you can't, like, you look, like I said, you looking for validation in an app. And that's just not, that would fuck anybody's brains up. No, that'll fuck anybody. So I'm not just saying that it's just Black people, because it's happening to every culture. I feel like the social media app, period, it can ruin your brain, because it trains you to look for validation off an app. It don't train you to look for validation by just going outside and just breathing, just realizing that you just outside and you, like, on Earth. Think about, like, you just get up and you just get on the app. Like, niggas don't go outside no more. Niggas don't do none of that. Like, and my biggest thing is that Black people, we already been behind the eight ball of every other race due to slavery and how they tore us down mentally during slavery. So the only other thing that was as bad as slavery to me was the Holocaust. To me, like, the Holocaust was extremely bad too. Like, they killed like I think it was like 12,000 people in 20 minutes. Like, that's a lot of people to kill in 20 minutes. But at the same time, like, you knew during the Holocaust, like, okay, I'm going to wake up today and I'm going to probably die today. As a Black person, they really like pour us down mentally. Every day they try to find a new way to tear us down mentally. Like, just every day, like, the crack epidemic was only 50 years ago. 50 years is not that long a time. We need like serious healing in the black culture. That's what your whole podcast is about. But you're the only person that's preaching it. You're the only person that has the eyes open to realize, like, bro, we need to heal. Like, we need to heal, bro, at a high level.
I appreciate you for saying that. But how do we go about healing? If I'm a listener and I'm listening to this show and it's telling me, you know, we need to heal, we need to do this as a people, how do I go about healing? How is social media, and I'm just playing devil's advocate here, how is social media playing a part in me not being able to heal? What if I want to like a picture on Instagram? What if I want to sit and like a picture on Facebook? What is this thing here? How is it preventing me from being able to heal?
I'm not saying that you can't do all that. Because if you want to get on there like a picture, you can do all that. I'm just saying, the more people get on there, the more I feel like they seek for validation on it. Like, and that's the problem with it. If you want to get on there and like pictures and do all that, cool. Like, you like do what you want to do. Like, it's still an app. It's still something fun. But it kind of got to the point where people just seeking validation instead of like actually using it what it's for. Social media was supposed to be designed to give you information fast, process. How many people like somebody, but they like, oh, I'm not gonna really talk to this person because I'm not finna post it on Instagram because people gonna judge me. Like, bro. So is this the validation point for me? And it's just like, one thing I understand about us as a Black culture, United States runs the world because no other country runs the world outside the United States, and Black people run the United States. So with this alone, we run social media. Like, at the end of the day, like, we run, like, the Black culture runs social media. And one thing I know about a people is that people are addicted to negativity. You can have something that's positive and that's negative. People gonna click on the negative. And that's just not.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Just want to tell you guys, thank you so much for tuning into the first episode of season 3 of the Black Thought Podcast, Healing for the Soul. I just want to chime in real quick, and I want to ask you guys a question. How many of you have some baby showers or some bridal showers or like some church events coming up? And you know, whatever event you have coming up, you're going to need some food, right? I got you covered. So I want to tell you guys a little bit about my homegirl. Her business is Alizia Eats. Y'all, she has the most phenomenal food at affordable prices. Y'all, whatever you need, she caters. She does her thing, y'all. When I tell y'all this food, and you know I don't play about my food, this food, y'all, is incredible. So check out my girl, my homegirl, Alizia Eats. Y'all, she is phenomenal. Hey, tell them Mo sent you. See y'all soon.
So, if Black people run America, that means really Black people kind of run the world. That's how I look at it. Because social media run the world, and Black people are the forefront of social media. So, everything we do on there is just like heightened. That's just how it is anyways, because to be honest, no other culture has the kind of swagger that Black people have at the end of the day. They all bite off of what we do at the end of the day. So, it's just, I'm sorry, go ahead.
let me ask you this. You said a lot so far in our conversation. And when you say the ultimate thing that will help us is to heal.
We got to heal, bro.
What does that healing look like in your eyes? What do we need to do?
We got to unlearn everything they taught us. Like, we got to unlearn everything. Like, we got to go back and relearn a whole bunch of shit.
How do we do that?
Number one, it gotta start. You gotta actually want to. But one thing I know about our culture too is that we have like our cult, like people follow each other. So it really takes somebody like that's like high level to come out and start and spark the movement. I feel like J. Cole has did it a lot. I feel like Kendrick Lamar has did it a lot. But I think it still gets overlooked because it's so positive. Like I said earlier, people are just naturally drawn to what's negative instead of what's positive. Cause that's just like how the brain works anyways. Like, so if you have Kendrick Lamar album coming out and then you got Moneybagg Yo album coming out, of course, Kendrick Lamar is going to sell more, but people on the radio, they're going to play Moneybagg. So they're not just on the internet. I mean, on the radio, they're going to play Moneybagg Yo shit on the internet because it has toxicity in it. So you have to actually want, number one, you have to want to change and want to like growth. That's number one. But then also the I'm not going to call them pioneers, but the people that's at the forefront of the Black culture, which is always, to me, entertainers. Entertainers are at the forefront of, like, the Black culture always, to me. They have to spark the movement and promote healing, too, because with great power comes great responsibility at the end of the day. So if you have a following, if you Beyonce, and you know that 1 billion-plus people are going to jump if you say jump, then you got to be the one to spark the movement. You know what I'm saying? And I just don't see it. I don't see it from the people, the biggest people that we need. I see it come in spurts. Like sometimes, like when something bad happened, like a Black cop killer somebody, then like somebody will say something, but it shouldn't take I'm not a Black cop, or when a cop kill a Black person, then people will say something, but it shouldn't take that. Like, people should know that, like, bro, we need to heal as a culture, bro. Like, that shit is kind of bad, bro. Like, think about, like, people not getting married no more. People not in relationships no more. I feel like depression is at an all-time high. Mental health is at an all-time high in the culture. Like, it's just a lot of things that's just, like, if we don't attack this shit head on, it's going to be scary to think about, like, what our kids is going to be like. Like, because you're seeing how our parents came out with us. Our parents was the first parents to start that. Think, bro, I could probably guarantee you, I'm not even going to say guarantee you, because, I mean, I can't really do that. But I can probably assume that 75%, 80 people, 25 and younger, have split up homes. I wouldn't even say 25 and younger. I'll probably say really at this point, like 30 and younger. From people that's 30 years old and younger right now, I would probably say that they have split homes. Like, I have, how many siblings I got? I got 4 siblings. Jesus, I'm tripping. I got 4 siblings. None of us have the same mom and dad, except for my twin brothers. It's just all over the place in the culture. And our parents are the first people that started that. And then they threw us into the fire to where we was just growing up depressed as fuck, not knowing what the hell going on, because it takes a village to raise a child, bro. And our generation of 30 and younger, we just wasn't raised up in that village shit because we was just so all over the place. It's just too much emotions. It's too much going on. Now we done got grown. And now we don't even care about love no more. We don't even want to give nobody a chance no more.
Let me ask you this here. Do you feel like, because I remember you said this earlier, do you feel like we have a tendency to gravitate to the things that are considered or should be considered toxic versus going to things and traits that are considered and should be considered healthy?
Yeah, but that's just naturally. That's just naturally how the brain works, I feel like. Like you're just gonna naturally just, people just gonna naturally go to what's negative instead of toxic. But I mean, I feel like that's a 50-50 too. Cause I mean, like if you have something negative, then you know it's gonna be something positive that comes with it, and vice versa. If you have something positive, it's always two sides to look at it, basically. Like no matter what it is, like if 30 people get shot and killed tomorrow, yeah, there's a lot of negativity to look at about it. But then it's always a positivity that you can find in there somewhere. You get what I'm saying? And I just feel like people naturally are going to just, like, yell out the negative first instead of the positive. Even if it's something positive, people going to find something negative in it. That's just a people. I'm not even going to put that on just, like, black people. I think that's just people in general. You get what I'm saying? So it's just, we gotta heal, bro. Like I said earlier, like we gotta heal, and it gotta start in a lot of different ways. We need to learn more about finances in the culture. We need to eat healthier. We need to work out more. So many people in my family have been sick and have died off of heart disease, diabetes. Really heart disease and diabetes is the two biggest ones in the black culture. Like that's just everything they taught us based off slavery. This is not even our country that we live in. We're not even supposed to be in America. Like we're not even supposed to be over here. They got us over here and they done taught us all these rules and shit. If you teach somebody something for a month, 2 months, of course it's going to become patterned in their head. That's just how the brain works. I think that they said it takes like 14 days to build a habit and 21 days to make it concrete or something like that. So if it's only 21 days to make something concrete, bro, they taught us what they want to teach us for 500 years. So of course we're going to just be drilled to just think a certain type of way. When the last time you seen a, not trying to be funny, but when the last time you seen an obese-ass Chinese person, when you, like, look at, like, Chinese culture or something, if you can turn on YouTube and type in China and just start watching videos, I guarantee you're not finna find no obese-ass person over there in China, because they don't even eat. They're not finna be eating all this food that they make for us in America, saturated fats, unprocessed food, all that, like, slack ass, like, bro, we not even supposed to be eating that. That shit is not healthy for your body, bro. You eat meat, that shit sit on your stomach for, like, 2 weeks at a time. Like, that's just you eating one burger from McDonald's. It's niggas that eat McDonald's for breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day. Like, that shit is, once your metabolism slow down after you got your 20s, bro, there's no way you're not gonna get fat, bro. Like, it's just no way, bro. Even that alone. That, us falling behind the wealth gap. Emotionally, we need to go to therapy. Black people need to go to therapy. Black people got so much. But it's all cultures. It's not just black people. All cultures have these problems. But black people's, ours is just magnetized because of what we went through in slavery. You're gonna be born. It's somebody in Indonesia right now, and they live in a broken family, but they don't also have the fear of being black, and you got to go out here and risk being shot by the police or something. I'm not saying that's not happening in third world countries, because that's also happening too, but we just took on such a big hit with a
like a whole other culture running us and teaching us basically how to think. No other culture has been ran and taught and told how to think like how they did us as Black people, because it is happening in other third world countries. You have people that's been at civil wars for years, and you got people like running them out of their homes, bomb raiding their homes and stuff. All that is like a physical battle, like, and I'm not saying like one is bigger than the other, but that's like a physical battle, like, you know, like, all right, like this person gonna come in here, and we're gonna have to fight for our life. As a Black person, bro, they really retrained our brains to think a certain way. Like, that's like I was saying earlier about the Holocaust. Bro, niggas woke up and they knew that, like, all right, bro, I'm gonna probably die today. Black people woke up and you was just at a mental battle. Like, bro, they used to have sit downs with black slaves, Black male slaves, and sit the women around and just watch them and just whoop him till he just like cried. Like, being a man's, like, that's demoralizing a man, period. Like, that's tearing him down in front of women. How he supposed to come back and even feel strong after that? You know what I'm saying? Like, we just need to heal and we need positivity. But that, I mean, I feel like shit. I also feel like I'm preaching the same shit that Martin Luther King tried to preach back then. And some people are gonna take it and run with it, some people not. Everybody not going, like, that's just like even back then, everybody not gonna go for it. But back then it was so much more imperative back then because of the circumstances back then. Like, it was like you know what I'm saying? Like, how they got hosed down by just like walking to the store and fighting for equality and all that stuff back then. But it's kind of not that far from what we're doing to each other now. Like, just like how back then it was whites against blacks, now it's kind of like blacks against blacks. So, and they knew what they was doing. Like, the Willie Lynch letter, that shit played out exactly like kind of how what's going on right now. Like, they basically wrote in that letter, like, we're going to have them to where they don't even like each other. People don't even, like, Black people, bro, we don't even be liking each other no more. Like, people don't even go on dates. Like, women, Black men and women don't even be going on dates. People not getting married. People not having kids. We're not having, like people get married. Not let me get, don't get me wrong. People get married. People having kids and stuff. But it's not at a rate. It's not at a high rate. Like, it's not at a high rate. Like, it's not at a high rate as it used to be. And it's just, I don't know, like, I just feel like people got to open their eyes and just look at what's going on around them. You going to be on that social media app, bro, use it to try to build something for yourself. Don't just be on that bitch posting stupid shit all day, because you're wasting time. Like, it's just it's a time waster. Then a lot of that shit on there too, bro, that shit do not be what people be, bro. I know so many people that their life look good as hell on social media, but they working in warehouses and shit.
Very true.
I know so many people like that, bro. Like, I know so many niggas in that bitch, like, them niggas be looking like they turn on social media, but I swear to God, them niggas not living like that in real life. Like, niggas is not living like that. Like, I swear to God, like, and that's another big thing about it with me too. It's just like, it's so easy to falsify your life on there. And that is completely dangerous, because it's kind of like my little brother told me this other day, and it made me think about it. I never played Sims, the game Sims from back then.
Ooh, I know where you're going with it. I know where you're going with it.
I never played it, but that's what my brother was saying though. He was like, bro, the social media shit is kind of like Sims.
It is.
And I gotta go and, like, you know what I'm saying, like, get into, like, why, like, I go back. I remember Sims, but I didn't play it like growing up. My little brothers used to be in the video game and shit, so they played it. But he said that the shit is like Sims, and maybe you can explain to me though what he meant though.
I mean, from the little bit of Sims that I remember, I've never had the chance to play it, but I've seen other people play it. It's almost like it's really virtual reality before they made virtual reality. Like, you have, like, your whole life in this game. You can live like this and do this. I mean, like, it's really virtual reality. So he's right. He's 100% right.
Yeah, and it's just scary, bro. It's just scary to think 10 years from now where we could be possibly with it. And it's just like,
well, Pastor, what do you have coming up so far? What are you working on so far so that the people can support the real that you have coming?
I think my part in the whole journey that I think also it's beauty and prophecy as well. You get what I'm saying? And it's beauty and prophecy as that. That's one of the biggest things for me as well. So I think my part that I want to take in it is I started converting my social media to like a wellness page, but it's like primarily right now it's like fitness, I guess I got going on there right now. But I've been vegan for the last year. So I have really changed my overall diet and not eating all that unprocessed shit that we're not supposed to be eating nowhere at the end of the day. So I feel like I'm gonna try to like take my jump into the whole finance and getting into that. I feel like it's peace and privacy, because once you start putting all this type of knowledge out here like that, you'll have people out here that's ready to kill you just because you're speaking real shit. Or you have people out here that's hating you and be like, oh, he trying to act like he know it all or some shit. And that's another thing with our culture. We hate. And we got this thing with hate, but that's what they taught us. And it's just so bad now to the point it's like, bro, niggas won't even fight you no more. Niggas is going to just straight shoot you. Like, niggas do not fight no more. Like, niggas won't be like, all right, bro, like, I don't like what he got going on. Like, let me fight him. No, a nigga would really pull out a gun and shoot you. I was at the gas station the other day. This nigga had a big-ass extendo on his hip. The nigga came walking past us. We both standing in front of the drink thing, looking at into the little glass shit. He come walk past another walk past. He had the AirPod. He was talking to somebody in the AirPod. The nigga talking about, what, bro? What you said, bro? He wasn't even talking to you. Like, what the fuck is you talking about, bro? Like, lame ass nigga. Like, what is you talking about? Like, bro, you was about ready to. He's about ready to shoot and kill this nigga because you thought he said something funny to you, or you thought he wasn't even talking to you. The nigga took his AirPod out. Like, huh? Like. When I looked at that nigga, like, bro, and been a little ass nigga, like, nigga, I drop your ass, nigga, like, but niggas don't even like want to fight no more, like, nigga, like, bro, if that nigga would have said something back to him, he probably would have killed that nigga in the gas station, like, or he probably would have followed that nigga outside the gas station and killed his ass down the street or some shit, like, bro, it's just so. That's one thing I also know is like, and that even like goes like. Goes to the fact where like you and you promoting your podcast and stuff. A lot of people, once you the bigger you get, the more hate you're gonna get with it though, Mo. So I mean, that's I know that you probably strong enough, you probably don't mind being in the public eye, but I don't want to be in the public eye. But that's just me personally. I want to keep my peace. Like I don't like social media. I don't like just being on there all the time because it's taking you away from reality. And I just don't like attention. So that's my big thing with it. Like, I just don't want to be on there like that. But I want to, I'm smart enough to use the platform for what I want to try to build my brand. I want to be a personal trainer. I want to train people. I love going to the gym and working out. That's something that I naturally love to do. So if I naturally love to do that, then I need to try to make money off of it because that's just smart. So I'm going to use the app to build my brand up. And in the process of doing that, put out there vegan stuff and just try to keep it, just try to just show positivity as much as possible. that's really who I am. Like, I'm a positive ass person. Like, it's not no facade. Like, anybody can call me and come to me with their biggest plan, and I'm gonna try to boost their shit to the top tier extent. Like, because that's just genuinely, like, I like, bro, you got people that's loyal and then you got people that's genuine. And I will take people that's genuine over people that's loyal anytime. I don't need people around me that's loyal no more. I need people that's genuine. Because you have a nigga around you that's loyal, you ask him, all right, can you take me to the store? And he gonna take you to the store just because he feel like it's loyal to take you to the store, but the whole time he really pissed and he don't want to take you to the store. I want somebody that's genuine, like, all right, bro, like, come on. Like, you need to ride to the store. Like, I got you. Like, come on. Like, not pissed because they got to take you to the store. Like, I don't want nobody around me that's loyal no more. I want people that's genuine. Like genuinely want to see me win, genuinely want to see me happy. Like that loyalty shit kind of dead, bro. People be loyal and they don't even really fuck with people. They just be doing it just because they feel like, oh, he going to say I'm unloyal if I don't do this. Like, no, bro. Like no, bro.
Well, so, I want to tell you, thank you so much for doing this. I had asked Zay to do this. I think I texted you after our first initial conversation, and I told him I wanted him to come on and share this. So, bro, I thank you for doing this. I really appreciate it. Like, really, seriously.
You know, I love you. Lord have mercy. I got on here and got all off topic. I gotta start going all around the world.
It's okay. That's what I wanted you to share. And I hope that you all that have listened to this, I hope you all feel inspired. I hope you all feel empowered. And I definitely hope that you guys enjoyed today's episode. I thank you guys for joining us today. I will put all of Zay's socials in the description, and definitely check out his fitness stuff. He's going to be sharing his vegan recipes, all of that. Make sure you check that out as well. Until next time, y'all, stay black. See you guys soon.
Roll through the town, escalating the mouth. Roll through the town, escalating the mouths. Roll through the town, escalating the mouth. Roll through the town, escalating the mouth.
Up on my business, be damn if I be last. Late night making plans on how to maintain when getting stop.